Hello, everyone.
Aren't you talking to me anymore? Why did you run away from me, garage? No need for it. And will you be going to the dance in the school hall tonight, Dad?
You're recording this again? Once more, for the record, you're not fucking wanted!
Don't ever stand there.
Don't ever stand there.
Maybe it's best to end home, love.
Oh, Mrs. O'Donnell, yes.
You're taking things too far. And Jesus, look at your face. There's still blood. You need help, Thomas. Don't be going inside the hall. Maybe it's best to end home, love.
It all began from a nothing. This loud crashing all began as a whisper, but a whisper that was from God, from Him, from the Lord our Master. And that whisper grew and grew and became a growling, and soon a thundering and a roaring that was never heard in the nothing before. And then out of the noise came a voice, the great voice of our Lord. And He said, "Let there be light." And on the nothing a light shone. And what was the first light like? The light made the nothing a something, which our Lord called night. And light was called day, and He made the earth and separated dry from wet to make the land and the sea. And He made vegetation and fruit and trees and covered the land in all color and shone a bright yellow star to make the plants and trees grow. And in a universe of smaller stars and other planets, He said, turning in the speckled light. And animals of all kinds and shapes, they ran about the earth and swam in the lovely blue seas that as a child I too would swim in. And God made us. Daddy told me, man and woman in His likeness, to keep watch over what He had made, to be watching, to be always watching, to be good. But man and woman's soul was not like God's soul, because it was good and evil it grew. It grew like that very first whisper, but a whisper now of crying and suffering. It grew and is growing, and I'm watching. as more and more people fill the earth, and only some little good and some little happiness is found. Because we have forgotten God's words he gave us in Egypt. And his son, we crucified him. We killed him for offering us kind redemption. And we just carry on and on and on. And sin has become our religion. Greed, our communion. And evil. Evil is our God.
Everything is not good, Daddy. Four, three, two, one. Mummy!
Oh, scrambled egg is awful toss. It used to take the boys. What's the matter, my best boy in Ireland?
Tomorrow they'll be boiled again, Mammy. It's like eating yellow spit off a soggy bit of toast.
Dick, what's what you know?
That's true enough, Mammy.
Something I learned from my trade the milk of my region those gaskets. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
Jimmy, I ate that many tablets that day. I ballooned into the size of a whale. I'm going to expel myself in the evening for a good 2 hours.
There's a great honesty to the milk of magnesia.
Milk of magnesia is a treatment of horror, but it's decades, isn't it? It's like the United States of America stomach medicines.
Oh, I thought I might visit Daddy at the cemetery today. I got some blue lilacs and I lined the rim of the grave and I got some of that green gravelly stuff and I made a map of Ireland in the centre and sure it looks like Ireland drowning on the grave with the terrible seas surrounding it.
Oh, that's nice. It's great you like flowers, Thomas. It's a nice side to your character.
Isn't it?
Are we all right for gas, Thomas? How's the canister?
The canister's fine, Mammy.
It's a damp in here, though, isn't it?
Well, that'll be the dampness for you.
Certain draftiness, too.
There is a certain damp and draft quality, all right.
There's no shift in it, is there?
No, there's no chance of that, no, Mammy.
There's only living with it. That's what you always say, isn't it, Thomas?
Well, who knows, Mammy? You might be blessed with a winning lotto ticket, huh? And that way you can buy as many gas canisters as you like. You can fill this whole room with that many canisters. Sure, it'd be like waking up in the Bahamas.
Oh, that would be nice.
It would.
Oh,
Lord, watch over your humble servant. Keep him so keen, to stir and long, and thank our Lord. Amen. Let's make a start.
You have to give me a lot of the get back to your troubles.
Don't you know I heard the coughing all last night, Mammy? Not too good. Like an old engine you were there, Mammy. Chugging away there, good style. Like a steam train, Mammy. Like a little old choo-choo. Yeah, like a choo-choo train from the olden days.
Choo-choo.
You have it now, Mammy. Right. I'll give you a rub down when I get back. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, pretty then, Mr. Traveller. Can be a surprise, said Thomas. A shocking surprise. You know what I like, love.
I know what you like, Mammy. Innisfree.
my town, the Lord God by my side, the day open and big.
I'm a cold, Thomas.
Oh, Mrs. O'Leary, are you full of the cold? I shall once I get the cold into my body. It's very difficult to get the cold out again. Shall try as I might, the cold just sits inside me and it won't budge an inch. And you longer not having your little walk, are you?
I am. I'm not far from Mammy, actually. Got to keep her in biscuits.
Oh, she loves her biscuits, doesn't she? She's mad about her biscuits.
She loves her biscuits, all right.
A demon for the wiki, you might say.
No, not exactly a demon. There's a lot of contemplation that goes with old age, as you well know. So it's no harm that quiet solitude is accompanied by the occasional jammy dodger.
Oh, you're a fine son for Thomas. For God's sake, when I think of my old son Timmy.
What is it, Mrs. O'Leary?
Oh, when I think of him with his disco night and the way he barked at me like I was a black slave or something. Mammy! He shouted, Mammy! Like an old hound, he barked at me and I crawling into his room because these bunions took on to the end of my feet. I crawled into his room the other evening and I'm not having on when I see a bomb been left off in there. And the smell, Thomas, what about with the bomb and the smell? Oh, terrible isn't the word, Thomas, beyond terrible. And he sat there in his lava like some lord, eating a large bowl of sugar puffs and playing that awful computer game. Well, I was scrubbing his room for days, and my poor hands torn to shreds by the harp picture. Look at them.
Oh, but that is not on, Mrs. O'Leary. That is not on at all. Sure, who brought us into the world only our mammies? Children, be obedient to your parents and the Lord. That is what uprightness demands. If you can't wake up the Lord's day and tidy away the odd pair of underpants, if it's not in your spirit to say, the spuds were lovely, the meat was tender, if your poor parents are reduced to crawling around the house on calloused feet, well then in my book, you're not even fit for pig fodder. Look, you send Timmy around my way and I'll have a word in his ear.
Oh, do you know what I'd do if I didn't have my senses?
I don't, Mrs. O'Leary,
but... I'd kidnap you, you little treasure!
Ah, stop it now.
I would. I'd kidnap you. That's what I do. The guards would have to lock me up for kidnapping you, you little doggy.
God bless you now, Mrs. O'Leary. And don't you worry about Timmy. No. God bless you now, Mrs. O'Leary. And don't you worry about Timmy. That's right. Timmy... Oh, Leary, cleanliness.
Hey, are you writing, huh? Are you writing in your little book again, are you? Are you writing about me this time, huh? What are you, a reporter? Is that what it is, huh? Reporting about the community dance in the school hall, huh? This is Thomas McGill, the Innisfree roving reporter. Reporting to who exactly? It's not Dennis fucking Boyle, is it? He's a measly old fucker if there ever was one. The amount of drink I've had in there over the years. Hundreds I spent in there. Thousands.
Impossible to put a figure on it, I'd say, Dwayne.
Sure, last weekend I spent me wages in pints in there. But only for Dennis fucking Boyle to turf me out. For what, says you? For fucking bad language, says he.
Well, I must make it my business to commend Dennis on his Christian actions.
You agree with him then, do you?
Yes, I do agree with him, yes, most wholeheartedly.
Oh, sure, where's the harm in the odd fuck? Huh? Or the occasional, you dirty old cunt? It's not written in the Bible that you can't say those words now, is it, Mr. Holy Man?
Those words wouldn't be written in the Holy Book, no, Dwayne.
Sure, didn't they have those words in the Middle East?
They did, and worse words too, I'd say those Arabs had. The reason why they don't feature in the Bible is that our Lord would want us to operate on a higher plane, Dwayne. Not for human beings, the language of the dog, the language of the dirty mutt. At our disposal are hundreds of different words which we could throw together in various patterns to create all manner of wonderful text and communicate.
Hey, fuck you! Sure, I said you fucking queer. Fuck you and your fucking words. Put down your little book, you fucking head case. And don't ever stand there. Oh.
Wayne Flynn. Profanity.
Roger.
Roger, go. Go home, Roger.
Hurry! Dull old day, isn't it?
Well, it'll brighten up, hopefully.
Do you think it'll brighten up then, Mr. Weatherman?
Well, it might.
I don't think it will, you know.
Well, it might or it mightn't, sure. Who's to say, Mr. McInerney?
We'd say you'll be better off putting your money on the mutton. We'd say that's where the wise money's gone, Mr. Man.
Sure, whether it'll rain or not, I suppose we'll see the outcome soon enough.
Of course we'll see the outcome soon enough. You can always count on that one. That's the thing about time, you see. Wait around long enough, and as sure as eggs is eggs, something is bound to happen, Mayor. Only a fool would bet against time having no effect on an event of some sort taking place at some point. The very certainty of time continuing and proceedings altering due to the passing of minutes is a profundity that we live with daily. In a nutshell, time changes everything. Going to the community dance in the school hall tonight, young man?
No, I wouldn't be one for the loud music, actually.
Re.
Off on your little walk again, eh?
Off on your little walk again then, eh?
Yes, I thought I might visit Daddy at the cemetery.
Oh, your poor dad. Your poor dad. He was a great man. Great man. Best shop in town, wasn't it? What a variety. A selection. And for those days, I mean, bananas are 2 a penny now. But back then, when your dad was your age, people would travel to see the variety. Imagine saying that people would travel to see a banana. It sounds bonkers, but that's the truth. That's the world's truth. Traveling to see a banana. That's what we're after. We're after see a banana from the jungles of Africa. And word will get around of the soft yellow fruit that was selling in McGill's groceries. And lions, I mean lions of people, laughing and talking over this funny old bendy banana thing. And the funny old bendy banana grinning their old pusses, laughing and giggling away like happy monkeys. Oh yes sir! Oh yes sir! Oh yes sir! Oh yes sir!
Look up to where I want to be. Up here safe in the clouds and far away from Innisfree. I sit like an angel of goodness up here. Sit in the bluey white making me invisible. I listen to God's music soothing me with its goodness. No more the smart words of Charlie McInerney draining the life out of me. My head now free and without pain. I'm in a place where other people speak is like poetry too. A place where I belong. I look about and see other faces surrounding me. Beautiful and kind, they welcome Thomas. Angels, all of us, we sit among the clouds. When I take a good look down at Innisfree, my town, and I see its pure white soul being stained by the bad. I see the goodness being chased out of people's faces. I watch how temptation is twisting its evil way into my neighbors. Like they were blind and playing at the gates of hell they look. But the good angel will make a change. My bright light of goodness making the pure grow again. And God has placed his hand around my shoulder. And me and God smile and look down on all my good work. It's going to be such a beautiful place, Lord. Such a beautiful place.
It's only me, Thomas. I just popped out to get the bickies for Mammy and I thought I'd check in on you. The grave's looking smashing, by the way. It's the best of the lot, I'd say. Hey, what do you make of the gravel map of Ireland on the drowning seas? It's dynamite, isn't it? That's a really good joke, that. That's A1. So, Mickey Joe Goblin McAllister's been banned from the community centre for life, Daddy. A woman physio from out of town had a weekend clinic for the elderly there, so there was all manner of crippled people queuing down the road to avail of her healing hands. I thought of bringing Mammy, but she said she'd feel very awkward about another woman feeling her up. Not so Mickey Joe. Apparently, he walked straight in, dropped his knickers, said he had a chest infection and might he have a suck of a lozenge. He's not half as funny as he makes himself out to be. In my mind, he's just a grubby little midget with a very long name. Although that's going to go a long ways in an Inishree, unfortunately, Organ. Oh, Billy Trainer got himself a new car, Daddy. Who's to say there's no money in shoveling HIT. He's as proud as punch. He looks just like that fellow on the lotto ad. Hey, will you ever forget the time you caught him pinching the newspaper in our shop? Oh, you gave him an awful hiding that day. He was in bits that night in Boyle's, pouring the pints into him to ease the pain. Billy's only an old thief anyway. Everybody knows that. No doubt he'll be at the community dance tonight, jangling his new car keys in front of the young girls. God help them. I really, really miss you, Daddy. But I'm doing my best with it, and I think you'd be really proud of all the work I'm doing about town, too. It's just funny not having the shop anymore, and just being so quiet about the house with just Mammy and me and Trixie. Oh, the swelling's gone down after the kittens, by the way. Mammy asked me to drown 3 of them and keep the best one. Best to drown the lot, I said. Being an only child is tough. Being an only kitten in a town full of dogs, that'd be a terrible curse. It really would.
The creepy old places out there, Tommy. Dig a meat of creeps just walking beside you, ting.
Amen. Oh, well, what's creepy to some gives great comfort to others. Although my daddy's upstairs with the Almighty, down here his grave and remains still nourish my soul.
Oh God, but he was a great man, wasn't he now, Tommy?
You wouldn't be able to call many people great, but my daddy was great, all right.
And strong too. Ho-ho! You wouldn't want to cross your daddy now. He could crush walnuts with his little finger, couldn't he, Tommy?
There wasn't a walnut safe in Innisfree, he used to say.
You'll have a cup of tea with me now, Tommy. I've got a kettle on down in the garage.
Oh, that's awfully Christian of you, eh? Just one second.
There's very few things as good as tea, in my book. So tea's the thing that made this country great. And even if it isn't great, so we still have the tea to help us through the terrible darkness. We do that. Tea's a great salve.
That's an awfully big dog, Eamon.
So that'll be Rufus. He's harmless, him. He loves the rabbits, but he's very good with the kitties.
All right.
I hope you like your tea strong now. Me, I like my tea like tar. Unless you can trodden the stuff, sure, it's useless to me.
Well, sure, as long as it's wet and warmish, it's no bother to me. Slán to what?
Gavanna a growling. He chewed a tall growling. He chewed not well the gossady your brother. But it's mun the gossin she your brother. The gossin she quail the fish her king. Gna mo me be that's a muck of oil.
Oh, very good, Eamon. Very good. Oh my God, what a collection of cars you've got here. But you know, I've never seen the attraction in travelling at all. You know, people whizzing around from A to B without spending any time having a good look around. Do you know what I mean, Eamon?
I don't know, Tommy, but you plan on telling me all the same. I won't go boring you now, Eamon.
Well, it's just, it seems to me at least that people are filling their lives with unnecessary entertainment when the Lord has provided everything that is needed right here on our doorstep. If time wasn't always spent in life's fast lane, we might begin to appreciate the simple beauty of the Lord. Now, you know what I mean, don't you, Eamon?
No.
Well, don't ever worry that one morning you might wake up and forget all what the Lord has done for you. That the sunrise and the changing seasons won't surprise you anymore.
We were given such a great gift, Eamon, and such a beautiful and wonderful world to play in. It's this arrogance that some people have, this wasting of everything. All the Lord wants is us to love him as he loves us, to return his love and to love each other. Why is that so difficult? If the Lord is not the first king in your life, it is not a life. Love and respect the Lord and heaven will be your eternal home. It's that simple, Eamon.
Oh, you're a walking saint, Tommy. There's no doubt about it. The whole town saying it now by Jamie, but you're well touched.
Touched?
Oh, by the man himself is what I mean. Oh, right.
Well, a prophet of God needs a following, Eamon. Now, I know you've got your hands full here in the garage and helping out with the hurling team at the weekends, but I've always felt that you've understood, that you understand my work, that there's a bond maybe between us. Now, if you were to work alongside me, Eamon, I would work you hard but fair. We would call on people, put right where there is wrong, comfort where there is loneliness. God's work is tough, Eamon, but the rewards are so great, you know? Oh, wait, I'd have to talk it over with the lads from the hurling team because I wouldn't want to take the lot of work lightly now. I'd put in 100% of the man upstairs. Oh, we'd make a great team, Eamon. Oh, we would, Tommy, we would. Sure, Crusaders is what we'd be. Oh, well, exactly. Like Starsky and Hutch. Except delivering God's law, of course. Very good, Eamon. Very funny joke. Eamon.
You'll have a hunch up then, Starsky.
I will then, Hutch. Lash it in there. God bless you, partner. God bless you, Eamon. Is that what I think it is?
Don't be looking at that, Tommy.
But that, Eamon, that is filth. How can any woman strip off and allow that sort of... And you? Oh, good God, you get satisfaction from some dirty prostitute stuck up in your wall. This is not good, Eamon. I took you as my colleague and not some sort of sick pervert man. Oh, but he was being led on the big merry-go-round. That was the big idiot, only Thomas McGill.
Well, where's the harm in the calendar?
Where's the harm? Is that not Satan's black angel I see in front of me? But stop the rot. Stop the rot before I know what you'll all be at it. Let me out of here.
Oh, Tommy, for crying out
loud. No, my name is Thomas. My name is Thomas. Above the hill past the church, my good words sent burning about me, and Innisfree once more all bad and diseased, my legs unable to climb to heaven, are stuck in the devil's land, in Sodom, good Christ, in Sodom. Turn back and see simple Eamon Moran at the door of his garage, his eyes a piercing red, his ragged wings lit by fire. Oh, Lord God, take me by the hand and lead me out of this festering pit, this hell. Save me, Lord Almighty, save me. Place me sitting by your side. Save me, God, save me. Come home, Roger. Roger, go home, please, Roger, go home. Roger, go home. Please, Roger. Roger, go home. Please.
It wouldn't be every day that I'd give myself a treat like this one. But today, I'm having a cheesecake, definitely. Mrs. Cleary's cafe. The red checkered tablecloth's all bright and breezy. Cheese and cake. Cheese and cake. How anyone could think that a bit of whisked cheese and some broken biscuit base could set the baking world on fire? Well, they must have been. Here she is, the banana cheese. Oh, Thomas, but you're looking fabulous, so you are. What a rig out, it's top, it really is. Oh, Jesus, you've grown up to be a fine-looking fella. Best catch in English free, I'd say. Ladies, you all right for the tea? You are? Oh, that's fabulous, so it is. Fabulous. Oh! What you looking, Mrs. Heffernan? Looking like a new model. With her hair all done up in her head like a hairy fairy cake. A hairy fairy cake, if there even is such a thing. Not in my little cafe. Oh, no, not in your name. Would you look at his lovely, neat feet, stuck in there in his little sandals? I bet you're a dancer. I bet you're a dancer. Fred Astaire had feet, the picture of those little fellas. Grab a hold of me now and we'll have an old waltz for ourselves. I've just come in for some cheesecake, Mrs. Cleary. You've no time for a dance with me. You're not shy, are you? You're not shy, sure, that's only a nonsense. Up! We're having a turn around the floor. Tonight's the community dance, Thomas. We'll get in some practice and show the whole town in the school hall. Show those old codgers that a bit of bread and ginger still going strong as you like in sad old Innisfree. Oh, of course it is, you little dancer. Oh, the dancy little dancer dancing away there in the dancy little dancing leprechaun shoes. It's all right with you, Mrs. Cleary. I'd rather not dance here or in the hall this evening. I just popped out to get the bickies for Mammy and I thought you'd pop in for some of your fabulous cheesecake. But if that's all right with you, Mrs. Cleary, I'd just like some of your fabulous cheesecake. She can't be allowed to be seen dancing in Mrs. Cleary's cafe. Least of all with Mrs. Cleary. You can never tell if the rumours are true. But if they are, there's been quite a few farmers in Innisfree who've taken to the old whisked cheese and broken biscuit base. Mrs. Cleary, indecent.
Your cheesecake, Thomas.
Oh, thanks very much, Mrs. Cleary. Oh, that's magnificent. Something walks into my life. A vision with pale skin and her eyes green. She smiles at me as her dress blue brushes by my hand.
by the back of my hand. I feel the tiny hairs on my fist tickle and stretch out. You know the way they do? She catches my look and sends me blushing and turning away. An angel, Thomas. A real angel. Oh, Jeannie, I feel weak all of a sudden. My back to her, almost resting to her. And I feel ashamed then. Can't figure out why. Her grace and beauty, I suppose. So beautiful and pure. I listen to her at the counter. The life in her voice. The ease and humor of God's words. Only her words. Sounding of summer sunshine. And I see simple aim and Morn's grubby hands. As large and gluttonous as that whore, Mrs. Cleary. In front of this angel, everything is filthy, Thomas. Everything. No. Yes, Thomas, yes, that's right. Oh, when did you arrive? No, I haven't seen you. Well, I've been busy too. Doing my work. That's right. You've seen? Yes. Of course I'll follow. And she walks towards the girl standing at the corner, and the dust in the air, everything it glows, and heaven has found its way to our grey old withered town and turned it all to technicolour, and those smart talking girls, they drop their stubby cigarettes and they genuflect in front of her. They fall to their knees, bow their heads. She places her hand over them, turns back to me and smiles. And it's like I'm stepping back into the bluey white of the clouds all over again. Only with her by my side this time. And I can see an Inish free about me being altered by her hope. Goodness transforms, and the Lord God unlocks a beauty inside all of these people. And neighbours greet each other with kind words. And community is made by her just being here. You will not be alone anymore, Thomas. Because today I will find you and I will walk with you. Thank you. And from beneath her blue dress, and stretching out into the warmth of a new afternoon, wings, and she takes to the sky, and heaven bound she turns back to me. Invocation, we are together. We are the same soul, you and me, that same one, the same smile. What will I call you, angel? Idel. 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 What is you quite pleased with yourself. You should be ashamed. I knew it when I heard it. Mrs. Carey said it wasn't possible, but when Simple Eamon Moore told me what you did out on the road, you punched him to bits. He's fucking dead, Thomas. To see little Roger's body tipped out on the road like old rubbish. When my Matty hears about this, he'll kick 12 shades of shit right out of you, believe me, boy. Are you listening to me at all, you mad fucking idiot? I am listening to you, Mrs. O'Donnell, but to be honest, you're making very little sense. Wish it wasn't it your doggy who took the first bite, but to kick the poor creature to death. Good Christ, man. Nobody is as sorry as me, Mrs. O'Donnell. But in fairness, it was either my sandals or the vet's gun. Your doggy didn't have a very bright future once he bit me, now be honest, did he? I'll take those jammy dodgers off you now, Mrs. Pearson. I'd love to stop and chat, Mrs. O'Donnell, but I've got to get these bickies back to Mammy. I watched Mrs. O'Donnell carry her wet tears down the road and disappear into the grey. Take a deep breath, feeling my soul lighten and ease. And that's when it starts. The grey clouds gather above and start to spin. And Adele starts spinning them for my entertainment. And she spins them so fast, it's like I'm being sucked up by them. Like I'm being sucked up by a giant Hoover and sent somewhere beautiful. Somewhere me and my angel walk hand in hand. Somewhere good, Thomas!
What is it true, though? Did you really kill him, Thomas?
I don't know. I was on the road.
Being painted by me and the angel Adele. It's all beginning to turn. Goodness has found a new strength, and so the change begins.
Healer, great healing,
hands,
God
bless them. Well, you know, sitting in front of a gas heater all day doesn't help your breathing, Mammy. I've said it once and I've been saying it 1,000 times.
But it's awfully cold, Thomas.
Well, I think you'll find that throwing on some extra clothes will help you out there, Mammy. Doesn't take a brain box to figure that one out.
Sorry, Thomas.
All I'm asking you to do is to throw on an extra jumper, Mammy. It's not like I'm asking you to fetch me a packet of biscuits from the shop every day.
All right, Thomas.
Look, Mammy. I think a little more understanding is needed here. I'm looking after both our interests, your sore cough and me wasting God's time spreading the Vicks on. I'm asking you to do something even you can manage, Mammy. A jumper. An extra jumper would give me one less thing to be worried about.
I'm sorry.
I mean, do you have any idea of the day I've just put down and what the Lord has now bestowed on me? A little bit more cooperation would be appreciated. It'll make my life a lot easier to come home to a happy home. I'm not asking for much money, but when I walk through that door, what I expect, what I'm looking for, is respect from you and from Trixie. The same respect you both showed Daddy.
Why, Tom?
And Mammy! You're not being very bright today, are you? Do I have to spell it out here?
Stop that!
Oh, you stupid woman! Just put on an effing jumper! Have you any idea the cost of eating that? Mammy like an old dog.
A what?
Slovenly behaviour will always catch up in a man, Timmy. Only this morning, I listened to a litany of exploitation perpetrated by you on your little dote of a mammy.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a 67-year-old woman whose feet are being eaten by bunions. A woman whose heart with poisoned hands have been mummified into tiny claws, Adele.
Are you with him?
She is with me, yes, as a matter of fact. But it's me who's talking to you, young man.
Right.
32 years ago, the Lord God planted a seed inside your mammy and gave your daddy the drive and direction to water that seed. And thus began your fetal life inside your mammy's tummy. And she kept you there, and no doubt gave you the proper nourishment a mother gives to her unborn child. And when she pushed you out in the regional hospital, Timmy, there probably wasn't a happier mammy in the whole of the county. And she brought you up, didn't she, Timmy? She fed you and watered you. She put clothes on your back. She taught you how to read and write. She introduced Jesus Christ to you through the catechism. She had hopes for you, Timmy, happy hopes, full of possibilities and pictures, naturally, would form in your mammy's head as she filed her bunions of an evening. Happy, amazing pictures of her son finding employment and putting his stamp on the world. And there, under God's direction, he would meet a girl. And suddenly, your mammy is choosing her rig out for the big day, the many hats that she would choose. Yet only moments into your adult life, Timmy, it's like you're shrinking the world around you and turning all that God has created into a pair of dirty underpants and a week-old toastie. And for every moment that you are living like this, you are mocking the world that God has created. You are standing on the dreams of your mammy. You are denying her a son that she can be proud of. You are denying her fancy hats, Timmy. Now, will you do me a favour and think of that the next time you stand in your dirty bedroom?
Or think of all of it?
Yes. Like a gospel of fate, think of it.
Okay. Bye, Thomas. Got to go to the shops.
Thanks very much. I do my best, you know. But to be honest, I still believe this town can be number, and all the nastiest words in the world will turn me from my work. Well, I can maybe sound a little strong at times, but the sooner we atone for our sins, the sooner the world will open up with hope. You sir? Yes, sir. I pray for you that much. Just 1 second. And we walk, and it's like the first walk, and around us, good neighbors stop and bow their heads and let us pass. Their souls rise up to heaven and walk on, and curtains twitch, but with no laughter now, a grace has been laid out before us. And people will talk of this day forever. And around us, shops and houses, a village free, they slide beneath the ground. And soon too, the roads fall beneath, until all that's left is a blank horizon stretching on. And me and the angel walk alone over a wilderness of dirt and lose ourselves in dreams of a better life. And it's only us two in this world, but already beneath our shoes a new grass begins to grow, and it grows underneath and spreads out over the wilderness, a meadow of green. And yellow crocuses ping out of this carpet and stretch to a new sun and a new day. Walk on, and above us, an orchard pushes itself up from the ground. And she talks God's words to me. And about these words, apples pop into life and ripen in moments and color this green world with wonderful dots of red. How beautiful this world is. How pure in hope. How free in dream. And the past history of me and what I have lived through, the hurt, the beatings, the abuse, the lies,
They evaporate into the air around me. And we will build anew, me and her. And it will survive past a week and into years and centuries. And we will build new histories of hope and peace and love. The orchard sweeps down to a river. Our legs take us there. Our hearts caught in anticipation. We find a clearing on the bank. The grass all soft beneath my hands. And we sit and watch the blue-grey river moving past us. See her wings all folded up and so soft and white they look. You've traveled so far, haven't you, Adele? But she just smiles and stays quiet. We know what we are building. Our words have been said, and now is the time to sit quietly in the Eden we have built. Her hand is stretched on the grass. She's saying words I can't hear. Can I hold your hand, Adele?
I'll be home very late, I'd say. I'll be dead quiet.
You've something on your mind, Thomas.
No, no, mammy. Sweet dreams. Town where angels from heaven come to visit earth. There is a great love between all men and women there. Respect, kindness, just a light warm wind is fed through the towns, the river pops and gurgles with ease. There are no wicked tricks played. Words are pure. There is only goodness there. The queue begins its shuffle into the hall. There's so much that has to be said to these people. And I feel God's strength building me up and holding my hand as I walk. Walk into hell.
Thank you. tonight, isn't she? Huh? All laughing about me! All the crack about Thomas McGill and his Nokia angel! But it's me who's laughing now! And Dwayne Flynn! Dwayne Flynn, you and your filthy mouth! Charlie McInerney, Charlie McInerney throwing shapes around the town like you own it! No filthy words now, Dwayne, my words now. My words. This is Mr. O'Donnell. What you did to me out on the road, you'll burn in hell for that. And the devil is keeping a special seat for your backside. And it's me who's laughing now at you and your wife. And the rest of you, I did my best for ye. I listened to you and nobody else would listen to you. I believed you could all do some good, but that was before you tricked me like a fool. Taking advantage of my search for love. You tricked that girl too, didn't you? Oh God. The devil has had his last day in Innisfree. It was a hell of a day for him. What were me and Mammy and Trixie to you? We were nothing. When my daddy died and we lost the shop, you gave us no respect. You used us up for all those years and then you just dumped us aside like old rubbish. Laughing and barking and boils, stamping our good name into the ground and cursing God like the hounds that ye are. Do you recognize this suit? If my daddy were here, he'd smash the lot of ye. He'd beat ye all senseless. Then it's you who's listening to me. And God said to me,
come back. Heaven, Thomas, your good words have been ignored, as were my son's good words. Join your daddy, your mammy will be saved, for she is the mother of righteousness, and we will go up to heaven, and we will build a new house with her, and I'll wake each new day and night, and my soul clean. My heart's dropped, this town forgotten, and it's far too late to repent, by the way. It's far too late. For he who sows to his own flesh will from flesh reap corruption, and I am stronger than the lot of ye. And I'll watch ye die because you're not God's friends. You're the devil's friends. So hear this now.
We haven't spoken in half an hour. Something up? Thinking about modern things. Hello? Anyone in there? Larry, but I told the girls I'd be back by 5 to get ready for the dawn, so...
Can I hold your hand?
No. Definitely not.
Please, Dad.
Are you recording this? The girl said you would. Come on, give it to me. Hello, Thomas! Hello, it's me, Adele! Right. I'm off. Are you saying what?
Just sit down. It was a dare. Okay, now. Oh, and dare.
No! Oh!
No! Get in the room! No!
Devil!
Devil!
Stop!
Oh!
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 Open up, an angel. Hold your hand. Because nobody's listening. Nobody's listening.